From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Friday's funeral for Pope John Paul II is expected to be one of the largest ever, attended by hundreds of dignitaries and millions of pilgrims. Today, the head of crowd control for the ceremony urged people to stay away from the center of Rome, saying the city can't take any more faithful. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, security for the funeral is also a major concern.
Inside the majestic St. Peter's Basilica, the mood is somber and serene, in spite of the never-ending stream of people passing the Pope's body and the constant click of camera shutters. Outside in St. Peter's Square, however, a massive, hastily assembled security presence is building daily. Helicopters circle overhead. By tomorrow, the airspace over Rome will be closed. Only pairs of F-16 fighter jets, NATO-provided AWACS radar surveillance planes, and other authorized aircraft will be in the skies. The no-fly zone will be defended with anti-aircraft missiles, and an Italian warship will patrol the waters of the Mediterranean.
San Pietro. L'occhio del mondo è tutto su San Pietro.
The eye of the world is on St. Peter's, is the motto at Rome's main police station, where a command center has been set up with more than 50 television screens showing images of various parts of St. Peter's Square. Officers work the phones constantly, laying on final arrangements for coordinating Italy's law enforcement agencies with the security, transportation, and medical systems. From 2 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday, private cars will be kept off the streets of Rome to make room for the sea of people trying to get to the funeral. Carlo Bonini covers national security issues for the newspaper La Repubblica. He says the convergence of some 3 million pilgrims and many of the world's most heavily protected leaders presents a security problem that's impossible to solve completely.
Just to give you an idea, the St. Peter's Square can have no more than 400,000. So you will have 2,600,000 people hanging around the square. So it's an incredible amount of people. You know, it's physically impossible to take care of all of them.
Bonini says security officials are likely to focus their strictest measures on the parts of St. Peter's Square that will hold President Bush, Prime Minister Blair, and the other dignitaries. This raises a delicate question for the Vatican, which has been dealing with the various Secret Service agents charged with protecting their heads of state. Vatican rules state that no one but Vatican police may carry weapons inside St. Peter's Square, but the New York Times quoted one Vatican official as saying that's the official position, but there are, unfortunately, many exceptions. Beyond the square itself, Bonini says it appears that officials will be relying on high-tech surveillance and human eyes on the ground to spot anything suspicious. At the offices of Italy's Civil Protection Department, Agostino Miazzo is marshaling as many as 6,000 yellow-coated volunteers who are helping the pilgrims survive the 10 to 15-hour waits in line to see the Pope's body and will be assisting funeral goers on Friday morning. Miazzo points out that everyone is worried about a possible terrorist attack, but when you have millions of people in a confined space, even one as large as the Vatican, one of the biggest dangers is a crowd that gets suddenly frightened.
Panic reaction is one of our headache, obviously. You may have a panic reaction for anything, even a misunderstanding. This is one of our major constraints, the security. And we are prepared for... How can I say we are prepared? No one can be prepared. But we do our best.
Besides, says Miazzo, it's partly out of their hands, because the cardinals at the Vatican discussing the funeral arrangements are changing or deciding new details every day. And in the end, it's their show.
They make the rules, and we have to adapt ourselves to follow their rules.
Several Italian officials say this city is used to large crowds, although not perhaps this immense, and they're counting on this crush of humanity that's growing by the hour to continue to be as astonishingly well-behaved as it has all week. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Rome.